This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
Let's go to Bend, Oregon, where Tierra joins us. Tierra, how can we help?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I had a question about bringing in income as a single mom with three kids. My husband recently passed away.
Oh man.
So sorry, Tierra. How long ago?
May 29th.
Oh my goodness.
What happened, Tierra?
He was diagnosed with colon cancer. It was pretty quick. It was about, he was diagnosed last October.
Oh.
And he passed away in May. So, yeah.
Oh.
How old are your kids, hon?
5, 3, and almost 1.
Do you have immediate family around you?
I do. Okay. I'm actually staying with my husband's parents.
Okay.
So I just want to stop and just say I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
This isn't supposed to be that way, and you know that. We know that, and I'm so, so sorry.
Thank you.
Were you all able to have a service and a funeral? I know some parts of the country still haven't opened up completely.
Yeah. We were able to have a memorial service at a local church, and it was a real blessing.
Good.
It was helpful.
That time there was the hardest, the hardest moments of your life, and I want you to rest assured that over the next few months and years, that time will become sacred. It'll become holy time, and I'm glad y'all did that. So what is the reality, the math problem here, the financial situation that you find yourself in?
Yeah. So I guess the issue that brings me to asking about generating income is really housing.
Okay.
We live in a red hot market, as I know you know. It's just crazy here. And originally my husband and I were saving for a house, and we don't have any debt, but we were camp hosting. It was a lot of fun, actually. And we were just putting money away and doing our camp hosting, and then he got his diagnosis, and that kind of turned everything on its head. So I am getting some money from Social Security, and he did have a life insurance policy. Not a massive policy, but it is contestable, so I don't know if that will come through or not.
Who's going to contest it?
Well, he got the policy last February, and he started experiencing some of his symptoms in May, which led to him looking into the doctor. Mm-hmm. But he had had some ongoing symptoms prior to that wasn't enough to drive him to seek.
So the insurance company is going to contest it. I thought you were talking about he's going to have a family member come out of the woodwork.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But let me ask you this, Tierra, and we'll get to your income stuff here, but this is so important. Do you have a sense? Are you just worried about this? Are you getting indicators that the insurance company is going to contest it, or are you just concerned that they will?
They wouldn't send me a copy of his policy.
Oh.
And so I decided before I submitted the application, I would go see an attorney that was recommended by another attorney. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to have an attorney walk me through the process before I even sent them anything.
Good.
Gotcha. Good. All right. So let's, from a math standpoint, let's look at this both ways. If you get the full insurance payout, what would it be? His life insurance?
$100,000.
Okay, $100,000. So we're going to look at variables here with the $100,000 and without, because we got to figure out the plan. What's the Social Security payment per month coming to you?
3,500 about.
3,500. Okay.
Yeah.
And how much money had you all saved for a house down payment?
Well, we had some from a house that we had sold. So that would be not including investments, retirement accounts, and the emergency fund. Our savings is $110,000.
Okay, great. Okay. What's the situation? Okay, so income, I mean, with the kids being the age they are, have you even, I mean, first of all, this is so fresh, so you don't have to have all this figured out, but how, I mean, you need to take some time on this, but we've got to figure out the child care situation, or if you're going to work from home, even with you working from home, sweetheart, it's going to be hard with those kids that age. So we've
right.
got to be very realistic about the type of work that you can get, that you can actually do. And so there's going to have right. to be some child distraction, is my point, in the form of child care. And I think you're going to have to figure that out, because I don't want to put you, go from extreme trauma and pain into tremendous frustration and desperation, because it's going to be very hard to work at home with three little ones without child care. You've thought through that? Yes or no?
Right.
What do
right.
you have a solution there?
Well, my mother-in-law, I'm living with my in-laws at the moment.
Yep.
And so they've been great, by the way. They've
great.
Been really supportive, really awesome. All of my family, immediate family is in the area. And I guess I would want to factor the cost of childcare into the equation, because I wouldn't want to just completely be dumping my kids on family all the time, if that makes sense.
Oh, I totally get it. So let's back up for just a moment. You're getting $3,500 a month in Social Security payment. And if I understood this right, you were living in a camp, kind of hosting a camp. So you have little to no expenses right now other than food and clothing, insurance,
right.
stuff for the kids. So I really want you, you know, I don't know how long you've been listening to The Ramsey Show, but you really putting together an operating budget based on the $3,500 and just a quick snapshot. Do you feel pretty comfortable that's going to take care of basic expenses for you? I would imagine that it is, while you're still living with family.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. It will more than take care of any expenses. I have no debt or car payments or anything like that.
Yeah. I got Dave in my head, John, and I know you said this is too soon to make a big decision
yeah.
like this. Let's see how long we can camp out with family in the area and not
yeah.
worry about job and income. Let's get that figured
okay.
out. And then the job, whether you work from home or you go back out of the workforce, you got time. You got 110 grand in the bank. I'd take your time.
Were you going to, was your plan to be a stay at home mom?
Yes.
Okay.
I planned a home. The original plan has always been, and I'm committed to homeschooling our kids.
So here's the thing. This is what Kim's talking about with time. You need 6 months, 9 months. Here's the deal. Those commitments and those plans have absolutely changed. And you can stick to your principles, you can stick to your guns, but everything in your home is different now. And that's what time, the next 3 months, 5 months, 6 months are going to get you, is understanding that you're going to get there, you're going to have some family support, and then you can start deciding what comes next. Take your time, stay with family, healing will come.
Yeah, we're so sorry, but you're in good shape. Breathe.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.